All right, listener, just a quick one here. Me and Pank's going to be recording this week at some point. Just the how exciting is that? But I've just looked through. We recorded an episode a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago now that was almost completely deleted. And I just managed to find about 4 minutes. I'm choking on my own words. I found about 4 minutes of the audio, and as a little taster, as a little tidbit, before a full episode comes out at some point this week, I thought, why not give you a little bit of taste of Pranks and Firth, just to whet your appetite. So here it is, coming up. There won't be anything after it. It's not very. There's nothing insightful, but it's just nice to hear his voice, isn't it? Every once in a while, a little Panksy. Thank you for your patience. I hope you enjoy this little morsel, and we'll speak to you again later in the week. So now we're inside the gig. We're in the. I'm going to call this the. We're in the green room.
In the green room,
which is the lobby of the place. I think the entire audience is looking at us as we speak.
We've just got here and been told there's a bar tab for the acts, free drinks.
Yeah.
And the promoter said to the people that run the bar, they won't take the piss because they're both driving. And I kept my mouth shut that Ash is actually driving. And I thought, oh, you want to see someone take the piss?
You're half a pint down.
Do you think I drink quickly?
No.
Okay.
That's your third, yeah?
Third second this has been in my hand.
We're going to start in how long?
He said half eight, which I thought it was eight.
Yeah, it was eight. He also asked us how much he's paying us.
And we...
don't know.
I might have seen written on the envelope what the total budget was.
Okay, well then divide that by
no,
four.
We're getting turned over, as per. as is a comedian's fucking lot.
But yeah, we're going to start. I'm MC. I really don't want to be MC.
Do you want to swap?
Yeah, you won't mean.
Yeah. Well, we're here together all night. We told the promoter also that we were travelling down together, and he replied with a homophobic slur.
He did, yeah.
That's always fun. But it's really like... They're playing Daft Punk Get Lucky.
Yeah, which we're hoping to do tonight.
I'm hoping to get lucky.
Back to mine, aren't we?
I'm hoping to get lucky with Ash's one over there. For the listeners, I'm nodding towards a woman that is no stranger to...
No, just stop.
Okay.
You're being mean.
The fridge. I She opens the fridge so often, she had an epileptic fit. Because of the strobe light.
I got it. I'm explaining
that to Yanis. It's not his first language. Is that a specific podcast?
Hello, Yanis. This is walking out now. She heard you. She definitely heard you do a fat joke to her.
Well, good job I'm not even seeing then.
I'm going to have to edit that out. That's too mean for our podcast.
I'm going to keep that fridge epilepsy joke.
Yeah, sure.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm going to do it tonight.
You're going to do it tonight?
To her.
If you were MC, you would. Okay, well, we'll catch up after the gig.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be great. I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we do a little one in the interval?
Yeah.
So we can see how I went and your first section went.
Yeah.
Then we'll do one at the end.
My first section's going to be quite short. You're aware of that, yeah?
No. 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I'm going to tell the rag that you told me you're going to do short and he'll time you. Or whoever the promoter may be.
Yeah. All right.
You're all nervous.
Nah, I just don't want to do it.
Do you like doing comedy?
Nah.
Yeah, I get that impression. I don't care. Watch your head on the shelf defence. He just nutted into the back of his cranium, which is... Well, I mean, that shelf is 3 feet away from us. But I actually said it before you banged your head.
Ow.
I made a joke of that shelf when I sat down. Did that really
said shelf defence. I went around the corner of the noggin.
That was another pun.
I'm bleeding.
Are you really?
I don't know.
Oh, don't say. Don't, you're such a little...
Ow.
I can't go on.
I you left my head.
It's all right, mate. Don't worry about it. Do you want an have you heard about the ibuprofen shortage?
What? Not in my house, it's not.
Yeah, no, but I don't think... Did you know about the hummus shortage? Did you not know?
No.
All the hummus got recalled because of salmonella, and you couldn't get hummus anywhere.
Right.
And now, then I went into Aldi the other day to get ibuprofen, and there was none. And they go, there's a problem with manufacturing, there is none.
Because of the salmonella?
I don't know if it's the same cause.
Wow.
It's a good cause.
40p for that, it's cheap, isn't it?
It's not as cheap as paracetamol.
No.
Do you believe in any? Do you believe any of that stuff actually does anything?
Yeah.
Do you think paracetamol does something?
Yes.
Because like what? It's not a painkiller.
What?
Do you think paracetamol?
Yeah, mate. Do what you like.
Do you think paracetamol is a painkiller?
Yes.
I've been in pain and gone to the doctor.
My nose is dripping.
I know. I've got that watery nose syndrome. It's not. It's actual water.
Is your nose crying?
Yeah. This is what it sounds like when nose cries.
God, we're back.
No woman knows cries.
Yeah, done now. We'll speak to you in the next break, listener.